All right, the Hiawatha Coaches Shows continue on as we are joined now by Brady Jasper, the first-year head coach of the boys program at Hiawatha High School, and into the third week of the basketball season as the Redhawks, tough loss on Tuesday night as they fall to Sabetha, their first Big East matchup of the season. They fall 55-52 in a very hard-fought game. You guys jumped out kind of to an early lead there in the first quarter and kept it close throughout, Coach, but just could not quite come back in that one to retake the lead. And Sabetha wound up with the win. You've had a few. In fact, all three of your losses so far this season have been by four or less. A very, very tough start here and close games so far this year.
Yeah, you're right. We've been in every game we've played has been right down to the wire, one or two possessions in the end to decide who's going to come out on top. And in a way, that's been really good for us to have that early in the year. You want those situations. You want the boys to be out there and kind of feel those pressure-packed fourth quarters. But unfortunately, we've been on the wrong side of several of them here. So that speaks also to some things that we need to tighten up and address those end-of-game situations. Some of them are just, you know, basketball games being basketball games, but also a few things last night that we mishandled and maybe could have flip-flopped that game too. But that's where it is in an early in the season, in a young season here, and so we're just moving forward.
Yeah, last night, like I said, you had the loss, but you go back to Friday last week, you actually get your first win of the season at home against Marhill Mount Academy. You guys played good in that one and secured that win 55-46. And yeah, you had to like what you see there. Again, kind of a close game to start out, but you guys kind of pulled away there late in that one.
Yeah, later. Yeah, we were down to begin the fourth quarter in that game, too, that we won. And up. Last night to begin the fourth quarter in a game that we lost. So, like we told the boys, we should just come to expect it that each night in, night out in our league, probably you're going to see a lot of close games and some of those small details are going to be the things that flip flop this from winning to losing. So, makes for good basketball though, makes for, it's fan-friendly if you can handle the stress.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's going to be a lot of games like that. You said it. I see that being the case because already so far this season, it looks like every game has been tight. One of your opponents coming up, Silver Lake, here this Friday night, another team in the Big East now. I mean, they've been tested already this year. They had a close game with Silver Lake. In fact, with Perry Lecompton to open up the year, they got the win there. They also knocked off Holton and had a tough game against Rossville where they lost actually last night. So they come into the game with a 3-1 record. Actually, last night, their first loss of the season. So first road game is a tall task here for the Redhawks coming up Friday. What are you guys looking at here this Friday night? What do you think you're going to have to work on to be ready for this game on Friday?
Oh, yeah, you said a tall task. What a game last night between Silver Lake and Rossville. Both teams scored about a million points, so yeah. I don't know what type of game we can create there, but we expect them to be very good. I think they're excellent in transition. Obviously, as looking at their score last night, they can score a lot of points. They kind of a go-to guy, maybe, and we'll have our hands full, I'm sure. I do feel like our team is getting better. We've made some progress over the course of the last few weeks, whether it shows our record or not. So we're seeing some good things that we're wanting to keep. And then also just continuing to learn some things about ourselves. You know, it's a kind of a new team in a way, certainly new to me, and they're new to me, and I'm new to them. And some of those guys, even some of our good players, were not heavily weighed upon in the varsity games last year too. So there's still some nerves maybe in some of that, or at least some unfamiliarity that we could kind of see going away as this season rides along and we're in more of these situations.
That actually kind of leads me into my next question that I had for you, talking about that very thing. You know, you being a first-year head coach with these boys, obviously you know these kids from school, so you know them well. But as far as a basketball coach, you know, they're taken in. You've got a probably somewhat of a new system. Obviously some things a little bit the same, but you bring in two new assistant coaches. We've got just a new way of doing practice, a new atmosphere, new things all the way around. And again, new players out on the court in the starting lineup. You've got, like you said, some younger players that have come up. So how do you keep the kids kind of focused on continuing to learn? And do you see them continuing to grow, and maybe some of these tight games that we're seeing, maybe they can find a way to come out and win some?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope they continue to believe that they can win and will win. I hope they continue to trust in each other a little bit and what we're doing, and don't kind of lose the faith and enjoy these. I know it's really hard to enjoy the tough losses, but you know, that's part of it too. And enjoy their time with each other, practice hard so then they feel like they deserve it when they get something good. And, like I say, just keep going. Basketball, as we know, basketball is a long season, and we're not even at Christmas break yet. So it'd be too early to be discouraged or feel like something doesn't work or something like that. So I don't think we have any of that going on. We're just looking for more and looking forward to Friday, of course. But after Christmas break, too, we need to kind of find our identity and figure out who we are and how we're going to win these games. So we got that to look forward to.
Yeah, very good. Do want to ask you about just a couple of players in particular. One that I wanted to bring up with you is the junior Michael Jensen. You know, he's had a couple of games where really he's kind of been a catalyst for getting the team going. He's come in and put some good minutes on the floor, whether it's transition or getting a steal or making his ability to get to the goal and score. It's been very impressive so far this year. What's your take on Michael?
My take on Michael is just that. I feel like he's been very impressive this year. He's almost one of those guys I was talking to earlier. He played some last year, played some varsity, had some experience, but not a lot. Nothing like his role is this year. And so he's maybe not so known around the area or whatever, but you and I are on the same page. I've been very impressed with him. I think he's a very good player. His speed is just phenomenal. And so we're looking forward to continued good things from him.
All right, very good. Well, good luck coming up here this Friday night, and you and your team, you guys enjoy your holiday break, and we'll start things back up with the Hiawatha Coaches Show in 2025, all righty?
Okay, Seth, thank you.
All right, again, Brady Jasper, head coach of the Hiawatha Red Hawk basketball program, here on the Hiawatha Coaches Show. Brought to you here on KNZA by Citizen State Bank, also by Carl's Body Shop in Hiawatha, and by Hiawatha Implement.